Governor Gavin Newsom seeks a 4% increase in the state's general fund spending over his predecessor, Jerry Brown, totaling $144 billion. He cautions for the need to protect California's finances in the event of a recession. Out of his $209 billion proposed budget, an unprecedented $13.6 billion will go to boost reserves and pay down debt and unfunded pension liabilities.
The message we are advancing here is discipline, building a strong foundation to which everything else can be built.
Newsom boosts funding for early childhood education and health care programs.
I've added in this budget $576 million for special education.
He expands the earned income tax credit.
So we're going to rename it the Working Families Tax Credit, and it's going to go from $400 million to $1 billion.
He's setting aside $500 million in one-time money to help local governments build shelters and add services for the homeless.
You don't reach the goals on housing. To me, transportation is housing, housing is transportation. We have all this new SB1 money. You're not hitting your goals. I don't know why you get the money.
$1.3 billion will go for housing development. Newsom's making a commitment to Butte and Lake counties, backfilling property tax losses from wildfires. And his plan prepares for future natural disasters, wildfires, earthquakes, and the like. His proposal starts 6 months of negotiations with the legislature, who must then approve a balanced spending plan by June. Liz Kern, KMJ News.